Old Main Street Incorporated, Green Bay. They're requesting $2,700. And Brittany, you are the first reviewer.
Yeah, so Old Main Street is really the old, Old Main Street is basically the downtown district inside of Green Bay. So they've recently been made an artistic district, which is really good. They've been pushing the Art Central work inside of Green Bay recently. Old Main is planning to partner with the Green Bay Public Arts Commission to do this project called Arts Connect. So it is publicly placed work that is built off of the community engagement process. They're going to have a couple of different meetings to figure out even what the community wants in and of itself. So they don't want to necessarily name what this is going to look like. It really is going to be coming from the community. They seem to have their partnerships very well aligned. They'll be working with Art Garage, the YWCA, go to the farmer's market and pull them for their information. The artists will work and kind of put that into what it will look like. Seems like they're giving themselves enough time to do this whole entire process. The outcome is to have a publicly placed piece that is there for people to interact with. They reference the piece that's in Sheboygan. I don't know if anyone has seen it. It's in one of the corridors downtown in Sheboygan, and it's actually very interesting. You can't miss it. It is designed to be interactive. You have to get inside of it, and it looks like a tiny theater. It looks like it's for puppet theaters. So there's this very interesting playfulness inside of the design, which you can even see in the work samples as well. So there, one was a paperwork that kind of just folded in, and it kind of drew you in. If they are following that Sheboygan model, that's exactly what it's going to do. I did have some questions that come from their budget, though. This project sits inside of their Main Street program, and I might be a little bit wrong in how I said that, but the project, which is part of something that has a healthy budget, the project in and of itself, they're only budgeting $6,200 to this whole entire engagement process. I know and I understand that it is a number of organizations that are working together. I don't know if they are really aware of the real cost of doing work in this manner. So I don't know if they're really thinking about the artist as someone who's going to be being paid enough. I see, you know, in the operating expenses, artist supplies and materials is $3,000. The artist is only getting paid $1,500 for a long period of engagement. So I do worry about that. I also noted that they didn't have very much as far as the marketing budget. They do have in-kind marked as, you know, the Green Bay Arts Council administrative time, but enumerating where this marketing of a project like this, it's really very important. So I'm really feeling as if the project budget isn't as well thought out as it could be. Other than that, it is inside of an organization that is pretty well established, has a very strong board of individuals who are very active in Green Bay. But again, my biggest concern is the lack of planning around the real cost of what this type of work costs.
And are you specifically thinking about the real cost to the artist who will be doing the engagement piece as well as the
materials,
creating the work?
Engagement, yes, because it is multi-touch engagement. So instead of they're getting a stipend for the whole entire process, which becomes messy when it's more than just a month. It's not a month.
Okay, Marcella?
the very same concern that the budget for this project just seemed very low just for the execution component of it. The community engagement, I think that had the most thought around it. It was great just to see the inclusion of Spanish and Hmong in their prompt sheets. And there's some process evaluation approaches that are listed, so maybe looking at how they can gauge, multiple components of the kind of reception, the need, and of this project for this upcoming project and for future projects to come.
Any other discussion?
I was also concerned about, I think it's a really cool idea, and there's lots of community engagement. I didn't see anything in the budget or any mention of insurance, permits, or how long the artwork will be up. I think putting up this kind of artwork could have some liability issues, so just wondering how they plan to handle it.
Anyone else?
Nothing to add. I agree with what's been said, especially on the budget. $1,500 low. Yeah.
Carmelo, a comment?
Yeah, that's to me also the only red flag. Is it something that we can, just send, maybe suggestions to expand on the budget, how they're going to,
You'll make a decision today, but you can certainly send suggestions for strengthening work or future applications or this particular project or, as a caveat or any of that stuff. But you won't put something out there and wait for a response.
Oh,